Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief as the world continues to burn. AWS got up to some stuff last week, but first, this episode is sponsored in part by our friends at New Relic. I know, you'd think I would have Datadog or Prometheus or OpenTelemetry to talk about, because, you know, New Relic is not the newest, most exciting company in the space in the popular perception. But that's changing. New Relic has done something weird. They've changed effectively everything. They've gone open source, they've made it so that you can monitor your entire stack in one place, and dramatically simplified their pricing to the point where, wait, is this New Relic or did I misunderstand the company name? They did. They even gave a free tier with one user and 100 gigabytes per month, totally free. Visit newrelic.com to learn more. Now, application load balancers now support AWS Outposts. Sadly, I don't get to try this out because a loading dock is still a requirement to use an AWS Outpost. Sadly, there's no load balancing dock option yet available. Build Amazon Chime SDK web applications with the React User Interface Framework. Chime begins to seriously compete with Slack in embedding a web app into something that hoovers up all of your RAM. Introducing security groups for pods. Finally, a native way to restrict Kubernetes workload permissions sensibly. I'm afraid that you're now going to have to find another Kubernetes sharp edge to focus on instead of doing real work, but don't worry, there are still plenty of those left. Detecting fraud in games using machine learning. That seems simple enough. If they claim to be using machine learning, it's probably fraud. Creating a sophisticated conversational experience using Amazon Lex in Australian English. Blimey, Lex's language support is going flat out like a koala in season. Right-sizing resources and avoiding unnecessary costs in Amazon SageMaker. This is a blog post on how to use a whole lot of human manual effort to save money on AWS's machine learning platform, delivered without a trace of irony. This episode is also sponsored in part by our friends at Chaos Search. We're all sadly familiar with the failed promises of the original data lake, but that's changed. Join me, along with Chaos Search, as we explore Data Lakes 2.0, Drowning in Data. It's part of a three-part webinar series that started last week. During this part, did I mention that I'll be speaking, you're going to learn how to turn S3 into a hot, searchable data lake instead of the hot mess it currently is. Also, how to monitor and analyze your AWS services directly in S3, and more. So sign up at snark.cloud/datalakes today, even if it's just to hear my lovely voice and unbounded wisdom. Also, before I finish talking about them, they did something that I just love. Amazon's Elasticsearch service has an ultra-warm component, which now uses S3 as a long-term storage, and they bring it back into a drive for cache. It's the wrong architecture, and ultra-warm's a dumb name. Chaos Search took it a step further and registered a trademark for Ultra Hot. I'm not kidding. That is just perfect. I love making fun of AWS names more than almost anyone else, but they managed to do it in such a way that they had to pay a trademark attorney to do it. That is just next level spite budget stuff. I'm sorry. I'm tickled pink by that. All right, back to AWS excitement. Recovering from a disaster using AWS Storage Gateway and Amazon S3 Glacier. They edited that title after they wound up publishing it, so it sounded less like those services were the actual cause of the disaster, which, from an editorial point of view, is absolutely the right decision. Slay imposter syndrome while prepping for AWS certification exams. Look, I got at least one question wrong on the cloud practitioner exam. We're all learning as we go. Nobody, absolutely nobody, has all of AWS stuffed into their heads. Don't give up. And lastly, Amazon scholar John Preskill on the AWS quantum computing effort. One thing that I wish got a bit more attention is some of the amazing academics that Amazon manages to hire from time to time. That said, I would personally have slightly rewritten the intro of this article to read. In June, Amazon Web Services announced that John Preskill, the Richard P. Feynman Professor of Theoretical Physics at the California Institute of Technology, an advisor to the National Quantum Initiative, and one of the most respected researchers in the field of quantum information science, would be joining AWS's billing team in an attempt to finally understand a single bill. And that's what happened last week in AWS. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please go to lastweekinaws.com/review and give a 5-star rating on your platform of choice. If you've hated this podcast, please go ahead to lastweekinaws.com/review and leave a 5-star rating along with a comment telling me that that's not a real Australian phrase, koalas are nowhere near as prevalent, and yes, I'm well aware I'm not a real Australian. Until next time, I'm Chief Cloud Economist Corey Quinn at the Duckbill Group. Stay safe.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.